This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
You are on Saturday Magazine Joy 94.9. Coming up very shortly, Alex Batale, the Greens candidate for Batman. Last week we spoke to Michael Kroger from a shopping centre in Cranbourne. Anyway, he talked about the candidates for Batman and he had this fairly strong thing to say about the Greens. And we'll just play that and then we'll speak to Alex.
We're worried about the anti-Semitic tinge that runs through some elements of the Greens, the Lee Rhiannon, etc. We worry that the BDS campaign is just a front for anti-Semitism. On the other hand, we've been assured by the Greens that their candidate, Alex Batale, has actually participated in campaigns against anti-Semitism and she's against the BDS. So that gave us comfort. But on the other hand, if we ran...
So that was Michael Kroger. Good morning, Alex. How are you this morning?
Good morning. How are you, Matt?
Good. What a way to start an interview. But we thought it got a lot of response from our listeners, and I thought I'd give you the opportunity to respond before we get into some more general talks about what's happening on the ground in Batman.
Yeah, sure, Matt. Thank you. It's interesting to hear Mr. Kroger's actual views there. I haven't heard them yet. People have been contacting me in outrage about his comments about the Greens and about anti-Semitism. I support the Greens' stance. We have a stance of a two-state solution to the situation in the Middle East. That has been heavily debated within the party, but it has been our policy for many years now.
That's cool. It did get a pretty strong response from listeners, and that's why I just wanted to follow up with you.
And rightly so, Michael. They're pretty strong comments, yeah. And I can't see where the basis for those comments were. Alex, it's Tass here. Good morning to you.
And Macca. So... on the ground in Batman, Alex, you've been a candidate, is it three times before?
I've run in the seat. This is my sixth time.
Wow.
Six?
Oh, you're going to be a serial offender. Do you reckon you're going to crack it this time?
Look, we're definitely aiming to do that, exactly to do that. We know that people are concerned about inequality, about climate change, about the rights of people to live their lives in peace and without discrimination and in prosperity as well. So we know that we've got issues that are dear to the hearts of people in this electorate, and we know that the Greens will stand up for those issues.
As they should be, Alex, as they should be. My question to you is the fact that the Greens are not running a candidate against you going to advantage the Greens?
No, you said the Greens.
Sorry, the Liberals. I'm not confusing you, by the way.
I think, yes, sure. I think that we've always run on the issues in this seat, and I've just tackled each campaign that we've run for on the substantive concerns of the people in the electorate. So we'll be focusing on that. Last time, everyone knows that we won the primary vote by quite a significant margin in the seat, 1,000 votes. And then we did go on to lose the seat once Liberal preferences were distributed. So, you know, maybe the fact that the Liberals aren't fielding a candidate is one factor. However, yesterday I was alarmed to see a very large field of Conservative Party candidates of the kind that we would normally never see in a seat, which is the most progressive in the nation.
So the Australian...
So we've got Rise Up running,
right.
We've got the Australian Conservatives running, and we've got Australian Liberties Party running in this seat for the first time.
And that's disturbing. I mean,
Yes, it is.
I mean, I was no fan of David Feeney, so anyone who replaces him will be better in my mind. But I think,
well, careful what you ask for.
Well, look, I don't think Rise Up or Australian Conservatives or, you know. Okay, I'll
they don't have a chance of winning. That's
no.
correct. In this,
so
state,
no,
if it, they wouldn't be country. Better.
If
than
it was
David
Alex
Feeney.
Or Jed,
we need
I'd be
to
happy.
Be careful.
Yes,
yeah, I just advise Batman voters to look very carefully at where your preferences are going. So just be careful. Have a look at the party's how to vote card.
Yes,
and then be an informed voter.
Now you're number three on the ballot paper, aren't you, Alex?
Yes, I am, yes.
And Jed Kearney's ahead of you. Who's number one?
The Rise Up candidate.
Oh,
so
okay.
The Rise Up candidate will get what we call the donkey vote.
Of course.
Which is the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. But there are 10 candidates.
Mm. Yeah.
And Jed will benefit from that as well.
Yeah.
It's worth about 1.5%.
Okay.
Mm.
Okay.
So
and Alex, where do you expect your preferences to come from?
Look, I'm hoping that people will... think carefully about their preferences. That I'm hoping that people will vote for me as their number one choice.
Of course.
People know me well in the seat. They know that I'm a local social worker. I've lived in the electorate for more than 30 years and that I've done a lot for the community here and I have the interests of our community at heart. So I'll be a strong, you know, independent voice for us when I'm in Canberra, if I am. So I think that people can look carefully at their preferences if they wish to vote for another party. They should be aware that this is a race between Labor and the Greens in this seat. So that if they vote one for either of those major parties in this seat, then their preferences won't be distributed.
Okay. In terms of in terms of the voters in Batman Alex, what are the two messages that you want to give them? For them to vote for you, why is it so important to vote for you? What are the two, if you had to pick two things out, what would they be?
I just want people to look at the track record of the Greens in Parliament. We were the party that stood up for marriage equality, for instance, over decades. We've been in there right from Bob Brown in 1996, right through to last year. We were moving bills in Parliament that would have granted equality to people, ended that particular form of discrimination, which is very symbolic and very important. So we were in there. It's great that the Labor Party eventually came on board, but it was too late to stop the plebiscite. My partner works as a GP in the electorate, and he saw the damage that that was causing to people, you know, the awful situations that people were, you know, the depression, the anxiety that people were experiencing. So the Greens have the courage to go into Canberra and actually vote for what we believe in. We don't just talk about it. That's one thing that I want people to keep in mind during this by-election. I also think, as I said before, that I want people to look at my track record in the community and to think about the struggles that we've engaged in together, whether it's for, you know, the local creeks and the environment, to refugees, to the rights of LGBTQI people, the defence of the safe school programs, which have been implemented in many schools in this electorate, to the benefit of all the students and the communities here, to the, you know, the dire urgency of acting on climate change. So I want people to think about me as a candidate and what I'll bring and what sort of voice I'll be for our community in Canberra, and also about the Greens' track record.
Alex, you're getting a fair bit of commentary here. We've just had a message from one of our regular listeners who says, "Go, Alex." She recalls having seen you at a function with Sam Hibbins at Midsummer a while ago and wishes you the best of luck. Unfortunately, we've almost run out of time and we're going to have to wind this up soon. But before we do that, do you have any last comments that you'd like to leave our listeners with this morning, and especially those of our listeners who might be in your electorate?
Mm.
Yeah, sure. Look, you know, given that we're on Saturday Magazine, I just there's a couple of things I wanted to talk about. I know that a lot of my friends in this electorate are working with the Iranian LGBTQI communities who are on Manus. So I just wanted to, you know, send a message out to people listening that if you'd like to get involved in helping those men, you can contact the ASRC. I know that they're friends of mine who are writing letters and providing really valuable material support for those men. As I say, a lot of them are from Iran, and if they return to Iran, their lives will be in danger. And, you know, also that I'll stand up for LGBTQI interests and needs. I know that Labor has launched our policy that we took to 2016, the 2016 election, to fund an LGBTQI health centre, a community health centre, and I welcome that. I think that's fantastic. But just think about the, as I said before, the Greens' track record in Parliament. Look at the voting record in Hansard. It's not hard to find those voting records. And please think carefully about your vote in this by-election.
Alex Patel, thank you very much this morning for your time. Best wishes with the election next week. Is it next weekend?
No. It's in 3 weekends.
Oh, in three weekends'
time. March the 17th. Not long, but yeah.
So if you've just tuned in, we've just been chatting with Alex Patel, who's the Greens candidate for the seat of Batman.
Batman.
I can never say it. Thank you, Alex.
Good morning to you
and best wishes.
Thank you, Kaz. Thank you.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.